Last month, we had told you that we were going to bring to you every opportunity you had through NDSU's College of Business, the Challenge Institute. They're bringing you nationally known speakers, and you have an ability to take in their presentation, ask questions, Q&A, and all that is going on again this week. Scott Bollier, the dean of NDSU's College of Business, joins us again to tell you all about the latest. Is it Monday afternoon? It sure feels like a Monday. Scott, welcome back.
Hey, great to be on.
Glad to have you in studio here. From all accounts, the last session was a big success.
It was.
Glad to hear that.
Thank you.
And I think there's some excitement about this this next speaker you got going on. I joked around earlier, if you were listening, I said, you know, I don't know if people are still keeping up with the Kardashians. Well, your guest coming up on, Wednesday? Yeah. Is free, due in part because of Kim Kardashian lobbying the Trump administration. Tell the listeners about this next guest speaker you got.
Yeah, so it's one of the ones I'm most excited about. We had a great one last month, about 250 guests. Wow. You know, it's free for anyone in the Fargo area if they want to come on over and attend it in person. Our guest will be virtual, so I'll be having a conversation with her. It's Alice Marie Johnson, who's maybe not a household name, but she came into national prominence a few years ago thanks to being released from prison after 21 years of time in the federal prison for a crime that involved no exchange of drugs. She was essentially a mule, not really fully understanding what she was doing. Got advice from her attorney that she should fight it because going to jail for 3 to 5 years was way too long for something that was so small. She had never done drugs, you know, just was completely clean, but nonetheless was involved in a ring. She took her attorney's advice, fought it, and she got a lifetime sentence in prison. The Kardashians found out about this, said this is just outrageous. Many people on similar crimes, it's 3 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. And there she was 20 years in prison and still going and would have continued to go. They raised awareness about it. It went all the way to President Trump's desk, and she was pardoned.
There are a couple of things here. Yep. One, the fact that she was part of an organization that she probably didn't fully understand by the sounds of it. And she'll explain that, I'm sure, on Wednesday. But also taking the advice of your attorney to fight this and then to have that outcome.
Yeah, and pretty sad.
Yeah, not 3 to 5. Now you're facing life, which is just maddening to me.
Absolutely. You know, and it was all born out of desperation, too. She had had a good life, you know, a number of children and grandchildren, and things were looking up. When things went south, she was scrambling and trying to find additional work and opportunity. And it started with just a $100, can you help me with the sale of something type of call. And she'll get into all of that. And it just snowballed for her. So she got deeper into it. But it was also out of just desperation in life. So the institute that we have in the College of Business is really focused on opportunity and lifting people out of poverty. And I think she's a story of what can happen when you're poor and the desperate measures you'll take your own life to, to try to escape poverty.
Well, and there's a lot to break down in just that realm alone. I mean, you could have a whole series on just that piece.
That's
of,
right.
You know, the desperate, that's where, I mean, you know, robberies, some of those things that are done out of necessity. Well, then all of a sudden you're buying bars and then we're, you know, picking up the tab on that end, which I think that money could be better used and some of those anti-poverty programs instead of just funding prisons and jails. God, I've got a lot of questions on just her story, which means I've got to join this conversation on Wednesday because now it's, well, was it a court-appointed attorney if she was poor? I mean, she probably didn't have her own attorney, which even frustrates me further that the advice led to a lifetime sentence here.
And that's what we're really trying to focus on is that criminal justice piece, you know, that justice is not blind. It's not equal for everyone. Yes, you get some kind of minimal support if you're poor, but it's nowhere near what you get if you're white collar or better off. And a lot of these crimes that people are going, crime is, prisons are like the growth industry in the United States. More and more of Americans are going to prison each year. The trend of imprisonment just continues to rise and we keep building more of them. Mm-hmm. And that's extremely expensive to taxpayers. And it's something that when you look at some of the crimes, yes, there are some real bad ones, but then there are ones that are just, you know, head scratchers. And you say, is there a better way for people who maybe did something stupid or wrong?
Well, and that's where I'll give credit to here in North Dakota. There has been groups and they've been partnered with lawmakers to try to change some of just criminal justice reform to some success. Mm-hmm. I think there's more work that needs to be done. I think of Shannon Roars Jones and you know, being the representative. I think of Adam Martin with the F5 project being very instrumental. But federally, and that's where this story comes in, I think in North Dakota with Kelly Armstrong, who's been active in that as well as congressman, I know he signed up for some of this stuff, so it's important to bring that conversation to people right here.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think she's a great spokesperson for it. You know, she's a black woman from Mississippi. She's a grandmother of numerous grandchildren, and you know, she isn't like trying to seek pity in all of her time in prison. It's about hope. It's about you know, just sticking with your belief, and she's a very faithful person, and just having the determination to power through, and she did, and she's living another day to tell her story.
Speaking of telling her story, that's what I had you in for. So yep. Wednesday, this Wednesday, October 13th at 3 o'clock is when this is taking place. You said if you're in Fargo, it's free to attend.
That's right.
Online as well. I mean, yep. If I'm sitting up in, Mott or over in Mott, down in Mott. Yeah. Okay. Mott Regent yep. area. I can log in and
absolutely.
It's free as
yep.
well.
Free to anyone. Just go ahead and look up NDSU Alice Marie Johnson. That's our guest. And you'll get directed right to the registration. It's a Zoom conversation. She'll talk for a while and then we'll have questions from our audience and from myself as well. 3 o'clock probably wraps up by 4:15 or 4:30. Those who do come in person to the Louise downtown in Berry Hall, there's mm-hmm. food there, and they can just enjoy mingling and the conversation with a number of other people.
And Scott, this is something, like I said, we had you on last yep. month to talk about that. Is this going to be recurring every month for the foreseeable future? Or
yep.
Explain a little bit about this series.
Yeah, so it's supported by the Menard family of Save Big Money at Menard's Fame. You know, they've put together a nationally prominent speaker series. We'll have another guest in November. Then in the spring, we have a couple of really exciting headliners. Jason Riley from the Wall Street Journal talking about just trying to uplift and elevate blacks out of poverty. And then Liz Ann Saunders from Charles Schwab will be coming in April to talk about the current state of financial markets and risks that she's seeing as we work our way through 2022.
Well,
so it's a great group.
It is. Well, and I'm going to have you back each time to remind
absolutely.
People of
thank
that
you.
Because I appreciate you coming in. Yep. I think it's one of those things that we think of universities, we think about colleges, and too often we think just about what's being done for the students there instead of just the general public. This is one of those things to where look, it's been many years since I've been a student at NDSU, but I can still go and learn from this. So
yeah, sign
thanks
up.
For doing it. Yeah,
thank you.
Scott Bollier, he is with NDSU. In fact, he's the dean of NDSU's College of Business. This Wednesday, 3 o'clock, you can go check it out. In fact, on the podcast of this conversation, we'll provide a link there as well if you want to go get signed up. Got to get your weather update from Too Tall Tom Szymanski. Your thoughts at 35270. I finally got a little bit of time. I will get to those right after this. Stick around.
We'll end up hand in hand.